Need LASIK? Trust the experienced team at the LASIK Center at Evergreen Eye Center. No glasses, no contacts, no limits. What will you do? LASIK at evergreen.com.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Dating can be very expensive. That's why you shouldn't do it.
No, that's
but
not true.
If you have to date, you should find a way to do it spending as little money as possible. And that's what Joseph did, who's on the phone for a second date update today. His email said that he found some awesome cheap date ideas because he didn't want to spend a bunch of cash on a first date.
That's great.
And it sounds like it worked okay, except he's not getting a call back. Yeah. What's up, Joseph? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right.
Pretty good. So you came up with a bunch of cheap date ideas?
Yeah, I'm kind of between jobs right now, so I'm just trying to save up money, you know, because bills still happen. Yeah.
I think that's fantastic. You don't need a lot of money to woo a woman at all.
Well, I mean, I think it helps, but I got to keep the job.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, it's never a bad thing, necessarily. What's the name of the girl that you want to call today?
Stephanie.
Stephanie. Okay. And where'd you meet her?
Well, I didn't delete my dating app. Just because I'm not working, and so she sent me a message, and she was really pretty, and I liked the way her hair framed her face, so I took a chance. And
what?
So you liked the way the hair framed her face?
Yeah, it really makes her eyes pop. She's got these pretty blue eyes.
I've just never heard that
you
before.
You are so cute, or a hairstylist, I'm not sure which.
Yeah.
Nothing against hairstylists, but I'm not that.
Okay.
But you noticed that her hair framed her face nicely.
Hair framing, girl.
Was that your opening line?
I'd go for it, man.
Oh. Well, I'm sure I brought that up, yeah.
I think it's fantastic. So, I mean, what was your cheap date idea?
Well, I Googled, like, free and cheap dates, and as I read the things that came up, I decided to combine a few of them to make, like, one cool date.
Okay.
Oh.
So I invited her to, like, walk around this neighborhood, right? But not like some place that has a bunch of shops and places she might want to go and spend money, but like houses, like pretty houses and stuff.
Wait, you what? Like a residential neighborhood?
Totally. Like rich people's yards and their houses.
Okay.
Okay. So you walked around basically casing rich people's homes in case you ever wanted to rob them later.
Yeah, you know, we would try car door handles, see if they were open and see what was inside. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, why not?
I'm kidding. We didn't do that.
Okay. Did she seem to enjoy that?
I thought she was having a great time. She was smiling a lot and laughing at it, but I could feel like she was, like, holding back her laughter because she didn't want to, like, be too excited. I don't know, but we had a really good time.
Wait. So, wait, the date was walking around rich people's houses?
No, that was just the first part.
Okay.
Because it just so happened that at the end of the neighborhood walk, we came upon this park where there was a free concert.
Nice.
And so we listened to these old ladies. They were probably professionals at some point, but they weren't like famous or anything.
You watched old people sing in a park.
Yeah, and it was mostly old people around or like families with some kids, and it was pretty cool.
Okay.
And like nothing was by accident. You know, I planned all of this. I knew exactly when to start walking through the neighborhood and when we would finish so that the concert would be starting up. And
nice.
I obviously acted like I didn't know.
Oh, wow. A concert? Who knew?
Cheap, free date is a lot more effort and planning than one where you just spend money and go out to eat.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, it was like a work of art, just a free work of art.
It sounds like a lovely date.
I thought so.
Did you guys do anything else, or was that the whole date?
No. Well, then there was a farmer's market at the park.
Oh.
Awesome.
Like one of those pop-up ones?
It's famous for having free samples.
Nice.
Okay.
So we just made the tour of the farmer's market and got like a couple plates full of appetizers.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Free everything.
Never thought of that.
Yeah, I mean, it couldn't have been a better free date. She couldn't have asked for more.
Sounds all
right.
Like it.
Well, why do you think she's not calling you back then?
I don't know. This is what I think it is. She said something. I don't even remember what she said because that was, but it was something that made me laugh. And I said, I love you.
What?
No.
Wait, hold up. I thought this whole time we were harping on the free date because that's why you thought she wasn't calling you back. Not that you dropped the L bomb.
Oh my gosh.
But I didn't mean it like that. I was just like, it just like came out of me because I was enjoying her personality and her sense of humor.
Oh my God, yeah. What like, did you do? Were you backpedaling like crazy?
No, because it sort of like ended the conversation.
Oh no!
Yeah. Usually it does if you're on a first date and you tell somebody you love them. It's like, usually a shock.
She didn't say anything about it, or she didn't like show any facial reaction, but we just kind of moved on.
Oh my God.
I wanted to say something, but I didn't want to want to offend her, like make her feel bad. Yeah. Like, oh, just kidding. I actually don't have affection for you because I did, but it was what I wouldn't said I love you.
Oh, okay. That is obvious. Like, what else could it be? That has to be it, right?
I would hope not, but that's all I can think of.
Did you ever recover from it, or was how'd everything end?
The rest of the day was okay. It was great up until that point. There was effort made after that, clearly, but it wasn't the same.
Right.
Okay, you haven't heard from her since your date?
We've texted a little bit, but it looks like it's not going anywhere.
And you haven't brought up the I love you moment at all?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay.
You tell her again and just tell her that you meant it.
Yeah, double down.
No.
All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if the fact that you said I love you on your first date is the reason you're not getting a call back.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll get your second date update right after this.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
If you're just joining us for today's second date update, Joseph is on the phone, and Joseph opened up his heart on his first date. Told his date that he loves her.
Aww.
And it was just followed by silence. It's the most hurt Joseph has ever felt in his life. Can he recover and get a second date? We're about to find out. Joe, you doing all right?
No, can I just clarify, maybe I wasn't clear before, that I did not mean to say I love her.
Yeah, well, we got it. Don't
that's
worry.
How love works sometimes. Yeah. Love's a cold thing, you know?
No. I meant to say, like, you have a great sense of humor, and what came out was, I love you.
Yeah. That's the worst.
Joseph accidentally did say, I love you. Maybe not like I painted the picture earlier, but he did let that out, and he thinks that's why he's not getting a call back. So we're about to call Stephanie, the girl he went on a date with, and find out if that was what did him in.
I do think where you went wrong isn't the accidental I love you. It's the never backtracking from it, because you tried to just skip over it and move on, and you've never brought it up.
I was worried of putting my foot in my mouth further and digging a deeper hole.
Yeah.
Okay, but I think now we have to tell her, like, that's not what you meant, right?
I think so, yes.
All right. Well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now and see if we can figure it out. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Stephanie, please?
This is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, Stephanie.
What's up? How are you?
What is Brooke and Jubal?
It's a radio show. Yeah. It's called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm calling you today because we have a listener who sent us an email asking if we could get you on the phone.
What?
Yep. His name is Joseph. And Joseph.
No.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
His name's Joseph, and you guys went on a date a little while ago.
Yes.
Yeah. So Joseph emailed us because he says that it's obvious after your date that you don't want to see him again.
Yeah, it's all true.
Oh my God. Did you like Joseph?
I mean, made me feel really pretty. Went to a little farmer's market, which was cute.
Yeah.
But then, pretty much out of nowhere, he was like, I love you.
Yeah, he told us that. That sounds like it was a super awkward moment.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just the rest of the date was really tense, awkward.
Was it because you love him too?
No. Oh, my God, no.
He said he meant it like, I mean, you know, you've been in that moment where you're like laughing. You're like, oh, my God, I love you. Like, you're so funny. Yeah. Like, that's how he meant it.
Like, I love you, man.
At the time, I didn't really. He was so upset. Like, he honestly started like muttering to himself. And he just. It was so sad. I don't know.
Like after he said I love you, he started talking to himself.
He was just like, "Come on, Joseph. I don't know. It was fine." But then the next day, he texted me and he said that the date was really nice, which was great. And then you know, he told me that he brought up that he was between jobs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he said he told you that actually while you guys were out.
Yeah, and I didn't really mind because I know this stuff happens, but he told me that things got really tough. And then he texted me asking if he could move in.
What?
Move in? Whoa, wait a minute.
What,
so
like to
he
your
told
house?
Us that he said, I love you on accident, but he asked you to move in on, and he was serious about that?
100%. I think he thought we had some sort of special connection.
Oh my gosh.
I think he was like tired of couch surfing, and this was it.
Oh, he did not tell us any of this.
Yeah.
Great. but you can understand why I wouldn't want to go out with him, right?
Did you even respond to him after he asked to move in?
No.
Oh, I wouldn't either. That's crazy.
Here we are.
So, yeah, I was guessing you said no since we're calling you for a second date update.
Yeah, I don't think I'm a bad person. I just don't need, like, another roommate.
No.
Oh, my God. And I don't even believe him when he said that he was joking when I said I love you. Now I think that he was, like, really serious.
I don't know. He, like, loved my hair, and it was just a little creepy. Now that I think about it, it was just, like, so into me.
Did he give you a reason why he wanted to move in?
Well, yeah, he was telling me about how he's like in between jobs and he's having a really hard time finding another one. But it's like, if he's already been unemployed for so many months, like how long will he need to live with me?
Well, we can find it out right now because he's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
What do you mean?
I mean, he's listening to this conversation and wants to talk to you, maybe about moving in again. I don't know.
Well, I'm not going to say anything different.
Okay. But he is here. I think he's still listening. Joseph, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Joseph!
You didn't tell us that you asked her to move in.
Yeah, like that's
No, I did not.
Why would you do that?
I texted her, like, how is she doing? And she was like, oh, fine, how are you? And I said, oh, looking, kind of need a place to stay for a few days.
So you asked her
doesn't mean I'm moving in. And she wasn't the only person who got that text.
What?
I mean, you asked me to move in. It kind of sounds like you want to move in with me.
I mean, I guess I see how you could jump to that conclusion, but maybe you should have sought clarification before you did.
Oh. Dude, our date even wasn't that good. I don't know. It's like you could have, don't ask a girl to move in after one date.
Stop saying I asked to move in. I didn't.
Wait, and
you
then
sound
you just,
upset, Joseph.
Yeah, and you just blamed her. Like, well, you should have asked for clarification. I think you're the one in the wrong here, Joseph.
Whatever. Look, the point is I didn't want to move in with her. And I found a place to stay with somebody else that I used to date. And I slept on the couch. And we didn't have sex. And
why are you
thanks
throwing
for explaining
that out
all that.
No need
like,
to say
that. I mean, you guys went on one bad date.
Yeah, why are you talking about other girlfriends right now?
I mean, I just don't know, understand why you're making such a big deal about just putting feelers out to see if maybe I could crash there for a few days.
Maybe because you'd gone on one date with her and it didn't even go that well. I don't
really know her.
What do you mean it didn't go well? It went great. She said she had a good time. I had a really good time. Everybody had a good time. So I don't understand.
Yeah, so why wouldn't you be living in together?
Yeah,
right? Joseph, you already told me that you loved me, and then the next day you asked to move in. It's just too weird for me. I'm sorry.
But it's just two times when I meant one thing, and you took it as meaning something else.
What did you mean if you didn't mean I love you?
I meant like, I love you. Like, I love the way you just told that joke that was funny and matched my sense of humor.
And then you were quiet for like half an hour after that.
I got nervous. I knew
that's
I had
so
said
weird.
Something wrong. I knew that I had confused, and then I was okay, I don't know.
Wait, Joseph, are you even going out with people to, like, date them, or are you just looking for random places to stay?
Oh.
This was not that. I didn't date her just because I wanted someplace to stay. And, yes, like, I've been in this situation before, so I have places that I can stay. Like, it's not a big deal. I'm just waiting for the right job so that it has the flexibility so I can do my music and whatever.
Oh. So you can do your music.
I don't know. Just the more I think about it, like, you put so much effort into that date, and then you said, I love you, and then you asked me to move in. It just doesn't seem like you care about me so much as you care about my couch and having a free place to crash.
All right. So I understand how you could, from all that, make that conclusion. And I just think that if you still want to consider that we could go out again, and it might not be a bad thing for you if I stayed with you. I cook. I clean. I'm a good person to have around. And, you know, I'm not dead weight.
Wait, you just told me you're staying with an ex-girlfriend. Are you seriously asking me to move in again?
First, she's not my ex-girlfriend. We just dated once, and then that's it.
Oh, my God. You called her your girlfriend. I don't
know. And I'm not asking to move in with you. I'm saying that it might be beneficial to you if I did for a little while.
Beneficial to you, Stephanie.
Oh, my God.
What do you think, Stephanie?
Insane.
Would you like to go on a second date with Joseph? We will pay for it. New roommate. He does the dishes. Do you do laundry, Joseph?
Yeah, and I know how to separate everything.
I will say a good roommate is hard to come by, one that pulls their own weight.
Yeah,
what do you think, Stephanie? Will you go on a second date with Joseph? We'll pay for it.
No, I've got roommates. No, thank you.
Yeah, oh, that is not shocking.
Don't go anymore, huh?
Do your roommates want to go on a date?
I hope you're joking right now.
I don't think he is.
Yeah, I don't feel so.
Forget about it. It wasn't going to work anyway.
Yeah.
It's all right.
The spark wasn't there.
You got a couch to sleep on anyway. I'm sorry, Joseph. No second date for you. No place to crash.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure the person.
God loves me and God loves you too.
The person listening that's the most sad to this is the person he's living with currently. She thought he was finally going to leave.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Talking.